Republicans say Feingold's record and the political climate mean the junior senator's seat will be up for grabs. At the Wisconsin Republican Party convention this weekend, speakers said they plan to drive home a number of issues. They include Feingold's stands on campaign finance reform, so-called partial birth abortion, and several Bush administration judicial nominees. Wisconsin GOP Chair Rick Graber.
For one, we think Russ Feingold's completely out of touch and out of the mainstream. Secondly, this is a targeted state next year. We expect the president will be here a lot. Obviously, he's a very popular president. Assuming the economy comes back and the president's taking measures to do that, could be a very good political environment to upset an incumbent.
About a half dozen names are being bandied about as potential challengers, including former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrow, State Senator Bob Welch, and Waukesha County Executive Dan Finley, to name just a few. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson did his best to quell talk of his possible candidacy.
Well, I don't know if I would ever say I would rule it out completely, but the chances are very slim, slim to none. I haven't got any plans for any particular office at this particular point in time, but there's more than likely I will run for something someday.
Thompson says he expects to step down as HHS secretary after next year's elections. Feingold would be seeking a third term. He narrowly beat former U.S. Representative Mark Newman 5 years ago. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.